Thank you for attending our town ball. I will try to talk as fast as possible so that you guys can have dinner. The first thing I'm going to discuss is summarizing. We are waiting for the DOE to send us notification about next steps. We do have a list of all the students that registered. I don't know if I am allowed to share that with you yet. I will check. I think if you were able to get into the application and fill the application out and you receive confirmation, you are in summarizing. The minute it filled up, the school that you're applying to would have disappeared off the drop-down box. Huiling?
校长说呢，他们想谢谢你今天抽空来参加这个市政厅议会议呢，然后他呢想尽快的讲的比较快一点呢，让你们可以吃晚餐。然后第一件事情要讲的呢，就是有关于夏日升旗。 然后呢，我们现在在等 DOE 呢，是发一张通知给我们呢，告诉我们下一步应该要怎么样做。而且呢，我们虽然是有那个名单，但是呢，我们不知道可不可以跟你们分享。然后呢，如果你呢在登记的时候呢，有收到一个他们的，就是说收到一封信说你已经登记成功的话呢，你的小孩子应该在 summarize 在夏日升旗里面了。OK。
I guess, you know what, just assume if you got your application in and you selected a school, that is the school that you will be attending. They are not allowing people to switch at this point. I know some people are hoping that there's a wait list. They have informed us that there is no wait list. Huiling?
校长说呢，如果你在名单，你在那个表格上面填的那个学校的话呢，你的那个小朋友的名字呢已经去了那个学校，你就必须要去那个学校去读夏日升旗的。然后教育局说呢，他们是完全没有候补名单的，所以呢，如果你想说换学校呢，教育局是不允许你们这个样子做的。Okay, so
summarizing this year will be like last year's. The morning session will be academics and the afternoon session will be more of an enrichment with the community-based organization. Huiling?
OK， 今年的夏日升旗呢，跟去年的应该是差不多的。然后早上呢，他们就是通常会学习呢有关于上学的那些课程，然后下午的时候呢，就是 通常是有一些活动让小朋友参与的。Okay,
the CBOs will be the one that you selected. I know in PS2 they have CBC1, CBC2, and I believe there was the YMCA, which disappeared immediately upon registration. Either they made a mistake and it doesn't exist at the YMCA, or there is a YMCA program in PS2, but it's so small that it filled up immediately.
有关于呢，就是下午的那些活动呢，他们呢是社区的那些他们组机构他们去组成的，然后呢有可能呢他们的系统呢也出了一些问题，它上面有写着说有 YMCA， 但是呢，我们现在不清楚那个是不是一个就是错误，就是在系统上面的一个错误的。但他校长说呢，就算是有的话呢，也是非常非常的小的。然后呢，就是因为他们小，所以收的人数比较少一点，现在已经可能满了。Okay.
I think that's it about summarizing. Oh, you know what? Please, once again, if you have questions, please drop it into the chat and we'll respond to the questions.
校长说，如果你没有任何问题的话，在留言方案那里提交那个问题就可以了。
Okay, pictures. We've had a lot of questions about pictures. You will be getting your proofs this week. Okay, in the next 2 days, we're on Wednesday already. We will be sending the proofs out. We're gonna backpack the proofs. You will get a packet, and in that packet, there will be instructions on how to log on to the site and select your the package that you want. Huiling?
Okay, 校长说呢, 现在要讲的是有关于, 上一次呢, 小朋友去照相的, 那些, 羊, 章, OK， 然后呢， 你这两天呢， 你们的小朋友呢， 即将会收到一个包裹呢， 里面是有那些， 就是， 指示呢， 是告诉你们怎么样去登录一个网站呢， 去购买， 或者是订购， 你们小朋友的翘项， OK， 就是， 然后呢， 他们那些样， 样章呢， 他们也会跟那个包裹在里面， 你们自己去选。
Please know that, shoot, give me 1 minute. I lost the flyer. Okay, this is gonna be hard for you to see. You'll get a flyer like this, but in color. We, PS42 has purchased for every family a packet, and the packet is worth $36.95. So everybody that's on the screen, will get to pick a packet, and it is from PS42, and the and you have up to the value of $36.95. Okay, Huiling.
校长刚刚呢给你们看的那个是传单，然后呢就是这明天这几天呢，这小朋友拿回家的那个包裹里面会有这个传单，然后这个传单呢是告诉你们 ，OK， 就是说42小学帮你帮每一位家长在学校读书的呢购买了一个包裹，它是总价值是36.95的 ，OK。 如果你买36.95的话呢，你的那个就是去订购的那个就是免费给你的，但是你要买多的话，你们就自己付那个差的钱。Okay,
so when you get the packet, they have a website that you log on. Each packet will have a code. You will put the code in. Once you put the code in, you will see your child's picture. Then you have options of picking like different backgrounds. There's a holiday background, it's different colors. And then once you select it, you pick your packet. There are packets that cost less than $36.95. There are packets that cost more than $36.95. Huiling?
校长刚刚讲呢，就是说你们那个包裹里面呢，会有一个网站，网站上面呢有一个码，那个码呢，你上网站的时候必须要打那个码进去，你打了那个码进去的时候呢，就会看到你小朋友的照片了。然后呢，看到小朋友照片的时候，你们可以选择他们的背景是什么啊，或者是什么样的颜色啊。然后呢，选完了以后呢，他们那个网页就会带你去一个就是购买，你们到底要买哪一个包裹。然后他们有
Okay. So if you pick, for example, a packet that's $42, you will pay the difference from the $36.95 that we paid already. Huiling.
如果呢，因为呢，他们那个每一个包裹都是不同的价钱。如果你选择一个好像是42块的，然后呢，你们呢？ 就是我们学校已经帮你付了36.95，所以那个差价呢就必须要你自己付了。
If you pick a packet that's $30, you'll get that packet. You will not get money back, and we will not get money back. It's been, yeah, we already handed over the money to the photography company.
如果你去选择一个包裹是少过36.95的话呢，你是不会拿到就是其余的钱的。我们的钱已经全部付给这个就是相片公司了。所以呢，你去购买那个30块的那个呢，如果有6块钱剩下来，你们不会拿到那个钱，我们也不会拿到那个钱。
Okay, I hope that's clear, but don't worry. And if anybody has difficulty, logging into the site and making the selection, please let us know. Our parent coordinator will support you.
校长说希望你们不要担心，如果你有任何的问题，或者是登录网上的问题啊，或者是看你小朋友的照相的问题的话呢，你可以打电话来学校呢，我们学校的那个家长协调员呢，他们会帮助你，他会帮助你的。
Okay, retake and makeups will be only on June 3rd. So please, we'll send a reminder out. If you want to do a retake and if your child was out, make sure they're here June 3rd. That's the only day they will come back.
Okay, 校长说呢，就是重拍日呢即将会是6月3号。如果你看到你小朋友的翘相，你不喜欢，你想他重拍的话，或者是如果拍照的当天你小朋友没有来上学的话呢，6月3号这一天他们会重新的回来再给小朋友重拍的，所以只有这一天我们会在学校的 APP 我们的 School Connect 呢会提醒你们有关于重拍日的。
I know. We would really want you to make your selection by June 16th. That is stated in the flyer. If you make your selection by June 16th, the hope is that you will get it before the last day of school. When you get on the website, you also have to, if you want, mail it home. If you are a little worried, you could mail it to school and we will figure out how to get it to you. But that's another important thing that you have to think about. How do you want the packages delivered? And please keep in mind, we want you to make a selection before June 16th so that you can get it in a timely manner.
OK, 校长说呢，你们拿到这个包裹之后呢，你要在6月16号的那一天之前呢，去订购这一些相片的。OK, 然后呢，你订购的时候呢，你可以选择，就是网上的时候，你可以选择说把这一些相片呢是直接寄到你的家里，或者呢，如果你担心你的家里没有人拿，会寄不见的话，你可以寄来学校，然后我们再想办法寄给你。最重要的就是你必须在6月16号以前呢，就已经上网已经选购了你们要买的那个相片。
Okay, Sakharov. Grades 1 to 5, they have been invited to Sakharov. It's this wonderful soccer, I guess it's a soccer center in Brooklyn. Beautiful, beautiful. Coach Max and Coach Mario are very, very excited. I know many families wanted to participate. We are limiting participants to only 2 adults per class. When you get there, there's not much for you to do except to watch your child, which I know is wonderful, but space is limited also. We apologize that we had to turn a lot of families away. The best way to do it was lottery, so that's how we went by. We had lotteries, we applied for school, a trip nurse, so all those logistics are taken care of. If you remain with us next school year, and if they allow trips, there will be many more opportunities. We are a tripping school. I know that sounds so strange. We are a tripping school. So, you know, if you're with us next school year, you'll have plenty of opportunities to go on a class trip. Huiling? Sorry.
OK, 校长现在讲的呢就是有关于 Sakharov. Sakharov 就是足球屋顶，然后呢一年级到五年级呢全部呢都被邀请去这个就是足球中心在 Brooklyn 里面呢去参加这个活动的。然后呢我们的Max 教练跟 Mario 教练呢他们都是 非常的开心。然后呢，我们知道呢，有很多的家长呢想跟着去这个旅行呢，但是呢，我们必须要，就是不可以让这么多家长去，只可以限制两个，因为呢，他们那里的空间呢是非常的有限，所以呢，我们只可以呢容纳两个家长跟去旅行的。然后呢，我们有很多的家长呢，我们校长跟老师都必须要跟他们说，他们不可以。就是不可以，他们不可以，就是你们不可以来参加这个活动。然后呢，我们的那个抽，我们是进行抽奖式呢来选择这个家长的。而且在这个旅行呢，我们也会有一个护士呢是专门跟着去，如果有任何需要的话，这个护士呢可以做应当的事。还有呢，明年如果你是在我们学校读书，继续在我们学校读书的话呢，明年呢，如果教育局他又就是说可以让小朋友去旅行的话呢，我们学校呢通常呢都会有很多很多的旅行呢是让你可以有机会是去参与的。
OK, the soccer roof, they will travel to Brooklyn by bus. We are not taking train trips yet.We are at this point doing walking trips and bus trips.
Okay, 校长说呢，这个在 Brooklyn 的那个足球屋顶呢，他们是坐校巴去的。我们现在呢还不可以搭地铁去任何的地方，所以现在所有的旅行呢，一是步行，二是坐学校的校巴。
Okay, I'm going to move on our celebrations. This is the end of the school year. 3K families, pre-K families will be notifying you about end of the year celebrations. Kindergarten families, I think you have received notification. We will be doing it separately by class. Each kindergarten class will have their own little end of the year separate celebration. It will be about 45 minutes long. We'll start the celebration indoors in the auditorium space, and we will end the celebration outdoors in the outdoor yard. The hope is that family members who are not vaccinated can also participate in the latter half of the celebration. We still have to follow the rule of any visitors in the building must show proof of vaccination besides ID, and they have to complete a health survey. We did not want to leave families out. The biggest dilemma is that the yard is booked every day. If there is a rain day, if it is rainy, there are no rain, we won't be able to have a rain date. We have to cancel the outdoor celebration. I'm going to say that again. The end of the year celebration will start indoors with a little ceremony, songs, and then it will end outdoors. This is in the hope that family members who are not vaccinated can be a part of the celebration. But if there is bad weather, then we have to cancel the outdoors. And this is for kindergarten specifically.Huiling.
Okay, so 3K 跟学前班的小朋友呢，他们的教室呢即将会通知你们有关于年终的庆典。然后幼稚园呢，他们呢会有一个小小的年终庆典。然后呢，开始的时候呢是在那个我们学校的礼堂里面呢，然后呢之后呢我们就会把这个庆典呢搬出去后院那里呢，让所有的家长呢他是没有打好疫苗的那些家长呢可以参与的。因为呢现在教育局的规律呢还是一样的，如果你要进来任何教育局的大楼或者是学校的话呢，你都必须要显示你的打疫苗卡，然后呢疫苗打好以后呢你还要填一个健康调查表才可以进来学校的。所以呢基于这些原因呢，我们不想让任何的家长呢他们因为这些原因呢而影响到他们参加这个活动。所以呢我们从礼堂小小的，然后呢最后结束的时候会是在后院那里的。然后呢我们呢想跟你讲呢，如果呢天气不好的话呢，在外面的那个 庆典呢即将会被取消的。OK， 没有，就是说另没有后期的日期了，没有后期日期，就是如果呢外面天气下大雨啊，或者是天气不好的时候呢，取消了就没有另外一个日期给你们来参加了。
OK， fifth grade graduation will be held at Middle School 131, up the block on Hester and Forsyth. It will be an indoor celebration. We were unable to secure the space. The outdoor space by the track and field.
五年级的毕业典礼呢，即将会在131中学里面，他们的礼堂里面的。然后呢，我们呢是就是说只有礼堂里面，没有外面的，因为我们不可以就是去借用他们的户外的那个地方。
Okay, I'm going to keep going. No questions so far. Family Day. Please save June 11th. June 11th is officially our Family Day. It is an outdoor event. Admission is $2, but you get the $2 back in tickets. Hui Ling?
校长想你们呢，就是把这个日期呢写在你们的日历里面。6月11号呢，即将是我们学校的家庭日，然后那一天呢，我们是会有很多的户外活动，然后呢，入场费是2块，但是呢，2块你们会拿到那个就是 tickets， 就是让你们可以去拿这一些票，然后去里面做一些东西的。
Okay. The reason why we charge the $2 is that we find that it deters a lot of people that actually don't want to participate but want to come in to take a look. It's one way we ensure that whoever is coming is willing to part of $2, even though we give it back in the value in tickets. But that system has kept us safe. For all the family days, we will be in contact with the 7th precinct so that they know we have an event, and school safety will be sending school safety agents over.
OK, 校长说呢，我们原因我们为什么会有收这个两块钱的入场费呢，是因为我们想阻止那些只是想进来看一看的人，然后呢而且呢，就是虽然呢，我们这个两块钱呢，其实会把那个票一样的价钱的票还给你，但是呢，我们就是想保障我们来参加这个活动每个小朋友的安全，而且呢，当天呢，会我们学校的警卫员呢，他们也会在那里帮忙，而且我们也会通知地区分局的警局那里呢，来巡逻来保障我们的安全。
Okay, we will also be sending out raffles. We haven't had much fundraising the past 2.5 years, 3 years. So we plan to have first, second, and third prize. The first prize will be electric scooter along with safety gear. Second and third prize will be gift cards to neighborhood stores. So that will be accessible to families. I'm hoping that you can support us by purchasing raffle tickets. It's $1 a ticket. And, you know, along the way, there will be also other giveaways. So it should be a fun day. We will have arts and craft activities, games, and packaged snacks. In prior years, we've always grilled. We just feel that it is not safe. So whatever we will be serving and food-wise will be things that are fairly safe.
I'm sorry, second and third prize are gift cards, right?
Right. And they'll be able to tell by the amount. We are sending out the raffle tickets with a flyer.
OK, 校长说呢，在当天呢，我们呢就是会进行筹款，因为我们今年也没有什么筹款的。然后呢，我们会呢就是希望家长可以购买一些抽奖票。然后呢，我们抽奖票的第一个头奖呢就是小型 电动的那个好像骑车一样的小型电动的骑车。第二个奖跟第三个奖呢，就是礼物卡。OK， 一个公司的礼物卡，然后呢，我们也会有那些就是传单呢，会发给家长们，让你们看看第一个奖项是什么，第二个奖项是什么，第三个是奖项是什么的。而且当天呢，也会有很多的美术的活动啊，而且呢，还有其他的那些游戏呢，让小朋友可以参与，跟让他们可以尽情的享受那一天。
I forgot to tell you the time of Family Day. It is on June 11th, and it will be held from 10 to 1 o'clock in the outdoor yard.
家庭日呢是
Did I say 10 to 11?
10 to 1.
Okay, 10 to 1. Okay.
Okay. 校长说呢，家庭日的那一天，6月11号的当天呢，我们会10点钟开始，直到1点钟，下午1点钟结束。
Okay, it is an outdoor event, so we will not check for vaccination. But if it rains, it will be held indoors. And then once we move it indoors, all visitors must show proof of vaccination before entering our family day.
Okay, 这个是户外的活动，但是如果当天，所以我们不需要你带任何的疫苗卡来证明你打了疫苗。但是呢，如果当天下雨的话，我们把这一个活动呢搬进去室内的话呢，那你要进来的话呢，我们还是要按照教育局的规矩，你要给我们看那个打疫苗卡，我们才可以让你进来的。
Okay, I think that's it for Family Day. I'm going to go over some. There's one question about Family Day. Is Family Day for all grades? Yes.Family Day is for all family members and their children. To have fun. You're more than welcome to bring friends and family.
Okay. 校长说呢，家庭日那一天呢是给你们，你可以邀请你的朋友或者是你的其他的家人呢一起参与这一个活动的。
If it's a rainy day, I think I shared this already. Once the venue turns indoors.Everybody has to show proof of vaccination, complete a health survey, and show proof of ID.
校长说呢，如果当天下雨的话，或者是在中段在中间的时候，如果下雨的话呢，每一位家长呢都必须要给我们看你的疫苗卡，还要填一个健康调查表，才可以进来学校。
Okay, before I get on to the questions in the chat, we will have several holidays coming up. What we will do is post it on School Connects on the website, and we will probably send something hard copy. It is difficult to remember the days that the school building will not be open to students. May 30th, this coming Monday, there will be no school.For the observance of Memorial Day. We also have several days in June. I don't think at this point I am going to share. I think it's better off, unless you're taking notes right now. I'm going to just go over it quick, but like, don't worry. June 7th is a clerical day. That's when we reorganize.And the teachers fill out information for the record cards. We gather our assessment data. June 9th is a professional development day, and June 20th is Juneteenth. Please don't worry, the June dates we will definitely post. Just know that this coming Monday, May 30th, is Memorial Day, and the school will be closed. Huiling?
Okay, 校长说呢，以下的这些日期呢，都是没有上学，学校大门是关的。然后呢，我们知道是很多的日期，所以呢，我们会在我们学校的网站或者是我们学校的 School Connect 也要会，我们也会分发一张就是传单给你们，让你们回家去注意这几天是没有上学，学校是关门的。OK， 然后第一天是下个星期一，5月30号是一个纪念日。OK， 美国军人的纪念日，然后星期二6月7号呢也是没有上学的，因为当天呢所有的老师呢都必须要去填每个学生的那个表，把他们的就是把学生的资料都弄好。还有呢星期四6月9号呢老师呢全部都要去开会。 OK， 还有呢就是星期一6月20号，这些日期呢我们将会从我们学校的 APP School Connect 呢再重新提醒你们一次，我们的网站也会有，也之后呢也会发一些传单给你们，让你们更加清晰的知道是哪几天没有上学。
OK， the last day of school, sorry, is June 27th. We will also be posting that. That is a Monday. The last day of school is not a Friday. It will be June 27th, Monday.
最后一天上学，这个学期的最后一天呢，即将是6月27号。6月27号其实是星期一，然后这个星期一呢是今年的最后一天，小朋友上学。
Okay. I'm going to answer some questions from the that was on the Google form. There's been questions and I addressed it in the beginning, but I'm going to just respond again. Information for summarizing will be forthcoming. We are waiting for information also on our end. If you were able to register your child and you receive confirmation, then you are in the program. They are saying there will be no wait list. But once we get information, we will definitely post it on School Connects. And if we have to, we will hard copy it.
OK， 校长说呢，其中的一个问题呢，他之前已经回答过的，是有关于夏日申请。然后他说呢，夏日申请的那些资料呢，我们还是没有正确的，就是即将会到来，我们会提供给你们任何新的资料，我们没有任何新的资料可以跟你们分享。然后呢，但是我们知道呢，今年呢的夏日申请他们是没有候补名单的。如果你呢去登记了你的小朋友去哪里上这个夏日申请呢，那里呢就会有你小朋友的名字在他们的那个名单上面了。然后呢，如果我们有任何的新的资料呢，我们会在我们学校的APP 上面呢去发放给你们知道，而且我们也会呢就是发一张传单让你们看到夏日申请的资料。
Okay, my next question pertains to 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders. Families want to know when they will be getting the test scores for the state exams. I don't have an answer for that. It changes from year to year, if we get confirmation before you do, usually we can't share with you until we're allowed to release it. In many cases, you get the information before I get the information. But if anything comes up, there's an update, we will share it. We have absolutely no clue when the DOE decides to release that information.
下一个问题呢是有关于三四五年级的，这个家长想问呢，就是说他们周考跟数学的周考的分数几时会出来。然后呢，校长说我们到目前为止呢是不知道，没有任何的日期给你们，我们也不知道教育局呢几时会发放这些消息呢，这些资料给家长参观的。通常呢，家长们呢会知道先过我们学校知道，就算我们知道了以后呢，那个教育局也不允许我们把这一些资料呢去让家长知道的。所以呢，很多东西都要等教育局呢去就是让我们，通常都是你们先知道的。然后如果我们有任何的资料或者是有任何新的信息呢，我们会通知你们，跟你们讲的。
Okay, there was a question in the chat. The first question, for summarizing the children'smostly stay indoor or outdoor. For the morning session, they will definitely be indoors. I hear that they are expecting teachers to plan trips. the afternoon, the outdoor time will probably be in the afternoon when they're with the community-based organization. PS2 has a beautiful outdoor yard. It's been newly renovated. It's the schoolyard / public park. That was the condition to have the yard renovated. When the school is closed, the outdoor yard has to be open to the public. So I'm sure if your child is in going to PS2 for summarizing, there will be outdoor time in the afternoon.
OK, 校长说呢，这个家长问说夏日申请呢，到底小朋友呢大多时间是待在室内还是室外的？然后呢，校长说呢，有可能呢是早上呢是会在室内的。然后呢，很多的老师呢，他们今年呢有可能会规划去一些旅行，下午呢就是社区的机构呢他们来去提供这些活动。但是 PS2 呢，他们有一个很漂亮重新翻新过的一个后院，然后呢这个后院呢其实呢如果学校没有开的话呢其实是一个公园的，所以他们呢才可以有这么漂亮的公园在他们学校的后面的。所以呢他想说如果呢小朋友在里，他们老师有可能也会带他们出去外面呢去公园，那个公园里面，他们的后院里面呢，去玩耍一下的。
Okay, I will now go into your concerns about safety in the school. So, we've had several messages from families on how we're handling security. So, I will, Greta, thank you.I am going to respond to your questions specifically because it'll allow me to give very detailed information. How are we addressing security as a school? We have school safety meetings every month. We routinely have practice evacuation and indoor drills. Hui Ling?
OK, 校长说呢，这个家长想问呢，有关于学校里面的安全。OK, 然后呢，现在呢，校长说呢，基于昨天发生的这些事情呢，他也有收到很多信息呢，是关家长发给他的信息是有关于安全的。然后呢，第一件事情呢，是我们想告诉你的呢，就是我们学校呢是有一个就是警卫员在那边的。然后每一个月呢，校长都会跟这些警卫员呢是开会来保障，怎么样保障我们学校的安全的。
Okay, we have a building response team, and they take part in organizing the evacuations and the drills.
Okay, 我们学校呢还有是一个有一个就是专门呢去有一个。有一个团队呢是专门去在每一个大楼里面呢是怎么样去应对这些急的情况的。然后呢我们每一个月呢都有去安全的教学生怎么样呢在某些情况下面好像走火警应该要怎么样做、啊、如果我们在学校里面呢遇到什么情况应该要怎么样做，我们都有练习的。
How are we addressing security?We routinely meet as a team and we go over any safety concerns. Most recently, we touched base with the kitchen staff, the custodial staff, of how to secure the doors. We have alarms on every door except for the front door. Hui Ling?
Okay, 校长说呢，有关于安全呢，是我们校长呢，他跟那个就是在厨房里面做工的工作人员，或者是保障学校干净的那些工作人员呢，他们都有开会，有讲关于安全的。然后我们想跟你讲，就是每个学校里面的门都有一个警报 ，OK？ 除了大门以外，其他的门呢，其他的旁边的那些门呢，全部都有警报的
，OK？ They are disarmed in the morning for arrival. We have adults by each entrance.
Okay, 每天早上呢，校长说呢，这些警报呢都会被 解除掉，因为呢，我们有大人站在外面呢，是让学生进来上学的。
The minute we have a set time, many of you know it, 8:20. we have the adults lock up and we arm the alarms again.
OK, 每一天呢，我们都会在同一时间呢，你们也知道，8:20的时候门一关的时候呢。大人呢，或者是工作人员呢，就会把这个警报呢重新打开。
Okay, the alarms are loud. We receive training. Every adult in the building knows that if they hear an alarm go off, they have to investigate.
Okay, 然后
okay
这些警报呢，其实呢，如果有人推开的时候呢，警报会响，然后响的时候会非常的大声的。然后每一个工作人员在学校里面呢，都知道，如果他们听到这个警报声的话呢，他们必须要去调查一下，到底是谁推门的。
Okay, the front door is not armed, but at no point during the school day is the front door not manned. There is always someone covering the front door.
Okay.然后有关于我们的正大门呢，他们没有警报，是因为呢，正大门呢是每一分钟，在一天下来每一分钟呢，都有人在那里站岗。
Okay, what we do for arrival is exactly what we do for dismissal. We have adults by every single door, and they are really very, very careful. We give.Everybody a span of 10-15 minutes and we actually less 10 minutes and we shut the doors. If there are children who are not picked up, we move them indoors.
Okay, 校长说呢，我们早上呢学生怎么样上学的，我们通常呢放学的时候呢也会按照同样的方法呢去让学生回家的，然后每一个门呢打开的门呢都有那个工作人员呢在那里站岗，在那里看的。然后呢通常是大概十分钟以后呢，如果呢小朋友没有被家长接走的时候呢，我们就即将把他从户外呢带回去学校里面呢等家长。
We also have a very good relationship with Officer Taylor. He is our youth officer. We have him on, sorry, something happened to my laptop. We have him on our cell phones and usually he's by Sewell Park High School, but he circles and he actually patrols our area and he checks in constantly.
校长说呢，我们也有跟一个警卫员呢 警察呢他的关系很好，他是Officer Taylor， 他是警就是 Taylor 警察呢，他呢虽然是在安置在 Sewell Park 的那个高中那边，但是呢他有时候巡逻的时候呢也会过来我们学校这边去巡逻我们的学校的周围的。
OK, I'm gonna just review the lockdowns quickly, andWe will probably post it on School Connects, the different lockdowns. So we have hard lockdown. Students have to go to a corner of the room. The glass on the door is covered up. I have to go in. Everybody has to be locked in the area. We've practiced this quite a bit. If it's a hard lockdown, the danger is in the building.And nobody can come out. They have to stay put in one small corner of the room if possible. And only the first responders can open the door. And that's firefighters or police officers. That's a hard lockdown.
对，校长现在想跟你讲呢，我们学校呢在里面呢演练的一些封锁。OK， 然后第一个封锁就是他们。翻译成硬的封锁，那什么意思呢？就是说危险呢在学校里面，每一个人呢都必须要把他们的门锁好，把任何的窗户上面呢都挡住，然后所有的小朋友呢都必须待在一个小小的地方里面，不可以讲话，我们也不可以出去，不可以四处乱走。 OK， 我们唯一可以解放的呢就是要等待消防员啊，或者是警察来把门破坏了以后救我们出去，我们才可以走。
Okay, we have a soft lockdown. In that event, there, we might be concerned about situation in the building. So the students do the same thing. They go to a corner and the doors are locked. Oh, I did forget to mention doors are locked. And we do the checking in the hallway, the building response team and administration. We check the halls and the stairwells.
OK, 第二个封锁呢演练呢就是他们所称的是柔软的封锁。然后这个意思就是说呢学校里面有情况，然后呢小朋友呢也是做同样的东西。老师会把门锁起来，把窗户的把门的窗户给挡起来，小朋友呢也是去另外一个地方呢，对不对？去乖乖安静的待在那边。然后我们学校呢有一个团队呢是专门呢在这个时候呢去每一层楼呢都去检查去复看，然后呢之后呢是然后之后他们就之后呢我们校长就会讲说把这个就是已经结束了之后呢就可以继续正常的活动了。
And we have another drill hold. That's when we have a concern maybe about a student. We will ask everybody to stay in place while the building response team sweeps the building.
然后还有一个呢就是 hold, 就是说所有的小朋友呢就是持续做他们要做的事情，然后呢通常呢都是有关于一个小朋友，然后呢也是学校里面有一个团队呢是专门去搜索这一个小朋友的。
And the last drill that we do practice is shelter in. That is when the danger is outside the building. When we shelter in, for example, we like several years ago, there was a report of someone that was armed on Ludlow Street and Canal. We shelter in. That means all doors are locked, but we have adults standing by the door to ensure that nobody can come in. Things continue in the building. The children remain in, well, they don't remain in their classroom. They can use the restroom. What we're doing is locking everything down so that nobody can leave and nobody can enter. That is a shelter in.
还有一个演练呢，就是我们把学校呢变成一个避难所，然后呢，意思就是说，危险在外面，在街上。好像呢，之前呢，好像不知道几年前呢，在那个乐偶街呢，有一个人呢，他们是身带武器的。然后呢，学校知道了以后呢，学校就练习这个演练。演练了以后呢，就是说小朋友在学校里面呢，就是继续的做他们要做的事情。他们可以去上厕所啊，可以去在那个可以去他们的那个不同的地方。然后呢，就是这个特殊点在哪里，就是没有人可以进来我们学校的大楼，也没有人可以出去。我们学校呢是每一个门呢都是有人呢是站岗的，去就是说保障没有人可以进来，也没有人可以出去。
OK, that is our security. It's been our security. Those are the drills that we practice. Okay, thank you, Ms. Lipsky. Evacuations is when we have to leave the building. In the old days, we used to call it fire drills. We do practice evacuations regularly, and that is when there's a situation where we have to leave a building. We haven't had to, all of our evacuations at PS42 have been drills. I do know that my son had an evacuation many years ago. The air conditioning system went in the school building and smoke filled all the classrooms. So that was a true evacuation. The students are very good. They know how to proceed out of the school as quickly as possible. We have sites that we go to if we have to relocate. Nobody's privy to that information except for the building response team, and families will be notified. That's why we need the blue cards up to date. 慧蕾
，OK， 还有最后一个呢，就是疏散演练。然后呢，这个呢，就是有任何的情况呢，我们必须要整个学校一起疏散的话呢，我们就会有演练教学生怎么样演练的。然后今年呢，我们所有的疏散的都是演练，没有一个是真实的需要疏散。OK， 很久以前呢，我们教这些教学生怎么样走火警， 然后校长说呢，我们这几天呢，我们这几个月里面呢，全部都是演练。然后他的儿子呢，就是有一次有一个情况，就是有一个就是冷气，然后呢，就是可能坏掉了，然后呢，有很多烟，从冷气那里跑出来，然后把那个教室里面呢，把他们全部都熏。变成就是全部都是布满烟的，然后他们的那个呢就不是演练，他们就是真的要疏散这个大楼了，因为里面已经不安全了。OK， 然后呢，如果我们真的要去这个事情真的发生了，我们会有一个地方，有指定的地方呢是我们可以带学生去的，然后呢我们就会拿那个蓝色的紧急卡呢，对不对？把那个蓝色的紧急卡带去，然后再通知你去哪里接。OK， 还有呢，就是所以我们需要家长的所有的紧急卡上面的电话呢，都必须要是最他们现在所拥有的手机号码咯。
OK， I hope I responded to how you addressing security. The next question is any changes, updates in light of yesterday's events?Yes, we had a meeting with all staff members. One thing we are going to do, what we will be doing, we will be serving the children. We are going to do a quick survey. We're going to ask the children at PS42 if they see something that they don't think is safe, or if they're starting to feel uncomfortable and unsafe.Is there an adult they feel they can run to talk to? If they can't name anybody, we will work on making sure that they know somebody. This is something that didn't come up until we all put our heads together. Like we have 526 students. There should be every single student should have an adult that they can go to talk to and to discuss their fears. And mainly like if they feel that they're unsafe and there's a situation that it's okay that it's actually very important to tell an adult. If they see something dangerous, they have to tell an adult. That is the update. Your child will be asked with this week or next week. If there's an adult they trust, I wouldn't ask you to discuss this with them. We really want them to be honest, because if there's no one they can trust, then we are remiss doing our job, and we are hoping to fix it. Hui Ling, are you okay?
Okay, 校长说呢，这个家长问呢，昨天发生的那些事情呢，我们学校到底有没有任何的改变？然后呢，校长说有。然后呢，他说呢，我们学校的工作人员呢，即将会就是去做一个调查，调查每一个学生，就是说，如果他们看到一些东西，是令他们感到不舒服的，或者是任何的情况呢，他们到底有没有呢一个他们可以信任的大人，就是一个工作人员，他们是可以去，然后告诉他们的感受。然后呢，如果你们的小朋友呢是没有，就是我们也不需要你，就是说特别的去跟他们就咨询他们，问他们有没有这个人，因为呢，我们想他就是从心里发出来说，到底有没有任何的一个人在学校里面呢是他们所信任的，他们可以去跟他们讲，如果他有任何情况发生的话。然后呢，是这个星期或者是下个星期呢，我们即将会这个样子做的。
Greta, your last question is there less security personnel at the entrances at drop off and pick up? Absolutely. Mr. T was transferred to another school. Currently every single elementary school in District 1 and in District 2 on the 7th precinct and 5th precinct have only one school safety agent. It's something that we've been fighting for a long time. We are concerned. The supervisors know our concerns. But yes, I think the bulk of school safety agents have been remanded to the high schools. We all have only one if we are an elementary school. We are quite fortunate. We have school safety agent Reyes. She is very invested in keeping all of us safe, and she's extremely diligent. Huiling, thank you.
这个家长最后一个问题就是说，我们学校的警卫员呢，是不是少了，减少了？然后呢，校长说没有错，是减少了。OK，Mr. T 呢，他呢被转了，转去另外一个，就是转去高中了。然后所有的第一学期跟第二学期的小学，在七分局跟五分局里面呢，都只有一个学校的警卫员。然后呢，这个呢其实是一个很大的问题，然后我们也跟他们的主管反映过了，但是呢所有的那些就是他们呢只会把高中那里呢会多放几个警卫员在那里的。然后我们学校呢有Ms. Reyes， 她是一个非常积极保障我们安全的警卫员呢，来在就是在我们学校里面呢是参与保护我们跟保障我们的安全的。
If you have any more questions about our security and how we're keeping everybody safe in the building, please reach out. I will definitely respond. We are all concerned in light of what happened down Texas. Yesterday. I guess there's not much more I can say, except that we'll need everybody's support to ensure that that we have a safe community for your child. Claudia, yes, I did see my email, your email about bringing vendors. So here's my dilemma. And I did reach out to building permits. We don't have space in our building.
I'm sorry, May, can I just translate that before you move into something else?
Yes.
Okay. 然后校长说呢，如果你有任何的问题有关于小朋友的安全，你可以随时呢就是通过我们学校的 APP 呢去发信息给他，让他知道。我们其实呢也很担心，然后呢特别是昨天发生的那些，在那个德州发生的那些事情，所以呢到目前为止呢，我们只可以，对不对，依赖大家的帮助，让我们有一个更安全跟就是说更安全的社区给你的小朋友。
Okay, so last town hall I had mentioned that we are more than happy if you find vendors for after school activities. I think I was not clear. I thought the question was, can they come pick up and bring them to another site? I have no problems inviting vendors in to gather children and to bring them to a different location. Claudia, I do have to check. Last school year and this past, the past summer, we were not allowed to bring in vendors that were for profit. They have to show not for profit status. But I'm trying to clear that with the person in charge of permits. That's why I did not respond. So once again, families, if there is a vendor that would like to come in to pick up children, I know there's a Kung Fu school. We welcome them in. They just have to let us know the day they come in, how many children they're gathering, and we will give them a place at dismissal to pick up the children and to bring the children to their venue. That's another security. That's another way we keep actually the students secure. We do not let adults in. Every single after school program that we allow in, we confirm with families, and they will have a spot. The teachers will escort the child to the spot. In many cases, we're at the end of the school year, so the children can walk to the spot independently. They can't leave the building until the after-school program is ready to take them out. Claudia, I hope that helps. I still have to check to see if they still have the ruling where a vendor coming in has to be not-for-profit. But if they have a venue that they could bring the children to, we can definitely set it up so they could pick up and bring the children to the venue where they can have soccer.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Claudia, yeah, I'm sorry. No, no, you, feel free to speak.
No, I say thank you. I will ask them and then I'll write again.
Yeah, okay, thank you so much. And I'm waiting for them to respond to me. So I didn't want to give you wrong information.
Got it. Thank you. Okay.
All right, Huiling.
OK， 校长刚刚呢就是解答这个家长的最后一个问题，是有关于呢就是供应商呢来我们学校这里，然后呢校长说呢他上次的市政厅会议有可能是不是太青涩，他说呢他可能如果呢你们这一个供应商是进来我们学校把学生接去你们的地方呢去学习打功夫啊或者是踢足球呢，我们是可以呢安排一个位置给你们去接他们的。但是呢校长说去年的夏天的时候呢，我们其实呢是不可以让任何的供应商呢，他们是就是说就是赚钱的供应商呢进来我们学校的。OK， 但是呢如果你们是进来只是接学生去你们自己的地方的话呢，如果你们跟我们讲，对不对，在学习开始的时候跟我们讲，然后呢把所有的资料给我们的时候呢，我们是会训练学生呢去走去给你一个位置，然后呢走训练学生去走去那里，让你可以方便的接送所有的课后补习的那一些供应商呢，都是家长他们呢是通过的，而且呢我们也是给了他们一些位置的。然后校长说呢他还是要检查清楚看一看呢这些你可以赚钱的供应商呢可不可以进来学校这里做的。
I'm going to end the meeting. Greta's mommy, I hope I answer your question, Marina. If you think of anything else, if anybody on here thinks of anything else, or you have a question after we end this meeting, just email or school connects us. And we will respond as soon as we can. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer because when you ask a question, I think I know the answer, but then I always have this part that says, you better double check me. So it does, you know, we will respond.
校长说呢，谢谢所有家长今天来参与这个会议，我们这个会议即将结束了。然后他说呢，他也希望他解答了所有就是说这个家长呢有关于安全的问题。但是如果你们有其他的安全问题，你们想知道答案的话呢，你们可以去写一个电邮或者是发信息呢去给校长，他会尽他的所能呢去解答你们的问题。谢谢所有的家长。
Okay, I'm gonna let everybody go have dinner. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.